Coach Wilkins, Scott just mentioned week two. Does that seem like forever ago?
Well, you know, we tell our kids just focus on the journey, and yeah, week two seems like a long time ago right now. So,
Scott also brought up the line of scrimmage. I mean, Cole Wise, of course, was the bread and butter of the rushing attack tonight, but boy, the guys on both sides of the football really dictated the game tonight.
Well, week two, you know, Chris, we didn't control the line of scrimmage like we did tonight, you know, and we've challenged our kids to raise their level here a little bit as we go into the playoffs, as we do every year, because if you're going to advance, you got to raise your level, and I thought our offense and defensive line, you know, were outstanding. You know, we got off the football, we got into people, and when we got onto people, we didn't let them go, and our backs benefited from them huge holes.
To their credit, scoreless first period. Your thoughts on the first 12 minutes?
Well, you know, this, you don't want to, you know, it's a tough situation into the win, you know, and they were able to really crowd the line of scrimmage, and I didn't think we got off the football as well as we did, you know, from the second quarter on, you know, and we told our kids we got to just get off the football and get into people and stop thinking about, you know, this or that, and once we started doing that, things kind of changed, you know, but you know, into the win, they were able to crowd the line of scrimmage, and we were probably a little hesitant to take a shot, you know, and you know, maybe we should have, but at the same time, you know, you want to give your kids a chance, and that's what we felt was the best chance at that point in time.
First play, second quarter, 61-yard run by Wise got you on the scoreboard. He added another, and then, Coach, in the final minute and, well, in the final 2:41, you were able to, in 90 seconds, drive 71 yards on 8 plays and got a bounce off a shoulder pad maybe of a Wolves defender right to Connor for a score right with 2 seconds left in the first half.
Well, you know, I thought our kids handled the 2-minute drill awfully well. You know, we had a couple shots, you know, that we missed and you know, we were able to keep coming and keep coming and keep coming, and then, you know, we caught a break with the ball bouncing up in the air and Connor able to catch it right there at the end of the first half, you know. But you know, our kids handled the 2-minute drill awfully well, and that's not something we've been able to do a lot this year. And you know, we run it every week in practice, and you know, I thought our kids handled it very well. We only had one timeout, and we had to go, I don't remember the yardage, Chris, but
71
yards, you know, and
they had that big
90
punt.
Seconds. And like I said, that was a big drive for us because that got it to a 3-score game.
Yeah, and then you get a 3-0 right away to start the second half, and then you marched 57 yards unofficially on 10 plays in over 4 minutes to make it 28-0 and really took control of the game. So last question, what did you share with your team afterwards?
Well, you know, we're telling our kids, you know, like we do every year, enjoy the journey. Focus on the journey, enjoy the journey. And I told them, I said, enjoy it tonight, you know, but we're back to work at 3:30 tomorrow, and we're trying to get to 1-0 on Monday, you know, just like our goal is each and every week is to win our next football game, and we're just trying to going to enjoy it tonight and try to get to 1-0 on Monday starting tomorrow at 3:30.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you soon, okay? Brian Wilkin here in the post game as his football team wins this evening by a score of 35-0.